Clouds have moved into the area here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. The temperature is 39, but we are expecting some weather. And we'll have some details on that coming up in a few moments. But I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 at 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking Wisconsin sports. We do it every week with Paul Micklick, the state championship winning coach from Newman Catholic, both in terms of football and track and field. We'll talk about opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers. Also, the Wisconsin Badgers basketball season comes to an end, and a whole bunch more. We'll talk to Paul Micklick coming up in just a few moments at 2:15 here on the program. And then in the second hour, earlier today, a new poll came out from Marquette University Law School. And again, that is the gold standard in terms of polling in the state of Wisconsin. And one of the items that came out was the approval rating of the President of the United States in the state of Wisconsin. President Joe Biden, despite what I would say is a very good record in the first 2+ years of his administration, has seen his approval numbers go down and go down significantly. Going to talk about that. I have a theory about this, and I want to maybe get your point of view as well in the second hour. We'll open things up, phone lines as well. If you have a reason, maybe if you are a voter of Joe Biden, that maybe you have decided at this point not to say he's doing an acceptable job in the approval ratings here in Wisconsin. But there's something beyond that that I want to talk about, because I do have a theory on why politicians that seem to do things don't get rewarded in the United States of America. We're going to discuss that coming up in the second hour of the program here today. And a quick note that during the course of the afternoon, we've been having some issues on 98.9 FM. Of course, you can hear us on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Everywhere except 98.9 is fine. We're having some issues with our translator. That's our translator signal, 98.9. We use the internet to get our sound onto the air, and there's been some internet issues. So if you are listening on 98.9 and you hear some problems, flip over to 1230 AM because there's no issues there. Or tune in on our website, bowfallsradio.com. No issues there. Through your mobile device by searching WXCO. No issues there. And, of course, as well on the Civic Media app. There's been some internet issues involved with getting our signal to 98.9 FM. It's causing some fade in and fade out at times this afternoon. So, again, if you're hearing that fade in, fade out, just flip over to the AM dial on 1230. You can hear it with none of those issues. Or, again, just listen either online or through your mobile devices and Alexa as well. One reason there's probably some issues with the internet is the weather issues. And we're having a big weather issue coming up in the next day or so. In fact, a winter storm watch has been issued starting very early on Saturday morning at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, going until Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. A winter storm watch in effect for a huge section of Wisconsin, including basically the entirety of the Bow Falls Radio listening area. The winter storm watch in effect for Marathon County, Wood County, Menominee County, Shawnee County, Portage County, Wapaka County, Southern Oconto County, including the cities of Wausau, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Plover. But a winter storm watch in effect 1 a.m. early Saturday morning through 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Heavy snow is expected with this storm. Total snow accumulations between 4 and 7 inches possible, with winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. So if you are out on the roads late Friday night into early Saturday morning, plan on hazardous travel conditions. Widespread blowing snow could also significantly reduce visibility. So we will get more details on this, on the weather, what to expect starting maybe even later today with some precipitation, but the significant stuff coming Friday night into early Saturday. We'll be talking to our meteorologist, Ray Miller from weatherology.com at the top of the second hour of this show. We'll be with Ray Miller at 3:06 today to talk about the weather. So again, we're going to start off April with some big snow. Man, oh man. I want to get out there and do some baseball games and some softball games here on Bull Falls Radio, but it looks as though we're going to be pushed back just a little bit further. In fact, we are supposed to have games today, but of course the games have been postponed and games have been postponed into early next week as well. So there's going to be some makeups coming up sooner rather than later for the athletic directors around Central Wisconsin, especially those baseball and softball games outdoors. But we will have coverage of Wausau West, New McCathic, and Marathon High School baseball and softball coming soon here at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. The time is 2:12. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back, talk some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg here on opening day for the Brewers. That's coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is opening day, and I'm glad you're with me here. I know that with the Brewers I think I'm happy the Brewers are on WSAU because it's the one program that actually has real value to that radio station.
Wow.
As opposed to
throwing the haymakers out. Look at this.
As long as it preempts the Sean Hannity show, I think it's good for the community. But we're going to stop talking politics because we're going to have our weekly sports segment here with Paul Micklegg. And Brewers trail the Cubs 2-0, bottom to the third. Cubs have scored twice.
Season's over.
Well, over. And the thing about it is, I think I got one or two more listeners because I'm guessing the information I read is right, but that Bob Uecker is not in the booth today for the Brewers. He usually does opening day, so that kind of stink, you know, because I think we all love listening to Uecker do the games because he doesn't go on the road except for like opening day and maybe once in a while to Chicago since it's a
or in the playoffs or whatever.
Right,
I know
right,
he went.
Right. That would be disappointing.
But I thought he would at least go to Chicago.
I know. So again, maybe the person that put it on the social media, I'm not going to call them out.
Cause well, he is. I mean, he's no.
He's 89 years old.
Correct.
But he's still so good. I mean, that's
well. The thing is, they said that he felt as good as he has been. That's what he said.
I think that article. Working actually helps because up until he retired, Vin Scully sounded like he was on top of it. Then when he retired, he wasn't the same. I think so. I'm marking it down. I'm working until I keel over right here. So
you're gonna be doing that anyway. So I don't think either one of us have a choice.
You're right on that. Let's talk about the crew because Brewers and I hope it's not over yet, but
it's over. Mark it up right now. Season is over.
Well, the Brewers, I mean, coming in, they got to get some offense. I mean, this pitching staff is, I mean, you look at it, they got five or six guys you can throw out there as a starter that's, I think, capable of putting up a number of goose eggs. I mean, some are better than others, but they got really good stuff on this staff. But, boy, again,
they gave Lauer some money. He really did not have a good spring.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah, but I'm
that bullpen is not as sharp as it has been either. I mean, there's a lot of holes, to say the least, Chad. I'm just being honest. You're paying $33 million, I think. They probably have the lowest starting rotation. Are you taking that into consideration saying that?
Okay, you got Burns, you got Woodruff, you got Peralta. Wade Miley's a
I love Wade Miley.
Yeah, he's a really good guy to have like as a number four starter.
Yep, I agree.
You got Ashby, who I think is one of those high ceiling guys. I think he's similar to what Burns was when he started because Burns had some growing pains.
Yep.
So I think,
but he got injured during the.
Yeah, he's so many of these pitchers, it's about whether or not they're going to be able to stay healthy. I mean,
correct.
Nowadays, it's like. In the old days, they just pitched through torn rotator cuffs. Now it's like, you know, they go, we probably shouldn't have you pitch. But the offense, again, I don't see that much, if any, improvement from a tough offense from a year ago. That's why they didn't make the playoffs a year ago. And it doesn't feel to me like they made any kind of, you call, massive changes.
Correct. I forgot who was saying yesterday that they're gonna rake it. They're gonna rake it. I don't know if they're gonna rake
that's
the field or what.
Right?
That's what I forgot who it was. It was the new guy. The DH, not Voit. The other guy. he was saying how they're gonna come out there. And but the thing is, I'm gonna be honest. This all comes down to pitching yet, Chad. And I just don't think. I don't think they have the backside to do it. I really don't. That's
really?
Just my personal feeling.
I mean, frankly, if you're right and the pitching is at that level, boy, it could be a really tough year, not just a non-playoff year, because if the pitching isn't...
The backside. I'm not saying that the front side...
But unfortunately, the backside in this era of baseball is so vital.
It's, I mean, is a third of the game.
Yeah, because you can't count on your pitchers, starters, to go seven innings.
Nope.
I mean, even though if I was the manager, they'd be going seven innings.
Well, then they'd all be in a DL nowadays. So then they would have no pitching.
I would say tough it out.
Yeah. I'd like to see you. I want you to coach a game one time. Yeah. I want you to go out there.
It's so easy being in the booth and just calling the game and not actually calling it, you know.
Can we do that one time? Can we have a...
How about you? Okay, in the fall?
We got to get that for the Woodchucks or something.
You know, actually in football season, you go up in the booth and call the game and I'll go on the sideline.
Would you do that?
I would do that in a second.
You would do that in a second. We're done. It's a done deal. We could make some money off this. We could make some serious money off this.
You know, we got that cabin fever coming up. You could actually auction off to be my top, my offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator for the night.
Well, you better make sure they're pretty good.
I take charge. So, but if you're looking real quickly again about this division, I think St. Louis looks pretty solid.
Yep.
The team that actually could be a bit of a surprise, I don't know, maybe this year, but everything I've read, this Pittsburgh has got a lot of young talent that they're actually building right now. The Cubs added a lot in free agency, including, you know, just a number of players. Dansby Swanson from Atlanta was a very good player. I think the division's going to be much better than it was last year. It's going to be tougher. I mean, the Brewers cannot stand still or else they're going to, I think, go backwards.
Well, don't they have the equal playing this year too, though?
Yeah, the schedule has... I think it's next year that. I think this year is still the... that's a good question. I think it's still unbalanced this season where you play a lot of games within the division.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that.
So it's next year that they play everybody.
Because it takes a long time for, I don't know why.
Correct.
It's thrown in a computer, it should be able to kick out a...
Well, then nowadays, they had the schedule for the following year done, yeah, like the last day of the season.
I think that's why... Actually, I remember last year, I think it was still like a month and a half to go in the season. Yes. They were saying, hey, next year, they open against the Cubs and yes. on March the 30th. It's like, we're still got 45 games to go
yes,
this year.
I do remember that, and you're right. So that's why it's crazy.
But this year, this division is not going to be, I think, as...
Well, that's a big difference, though, too, if they're playing six more games against all these teams, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a lot of games, if you think about it. I mean...
The thing is, in the past, the reason that, frankly, that they kind of were...
They beat the bottom feeders.
Yeah, they were either in the playoffs or on the fringe of the playoffs is because against Pittsburgh, they've been going 15-3.
Yep.
I don't think they're going 15-3 against Pittsburgh this year.
And they'd be the same thing as Cincinnati.
Yeah,
just think
Cincinnati,
about that.
Yeah.
So you'd be, and then the Cubs were down these last couple of years.
Yeah.
So. And so you're talking about literally they were winning, you're absolutely right. They're winning, you know, 40 games.
They're going to Pittsburgh. That's like, oh, four game series in Pittsburgh. If you win 3 out of 4, oh, man, they lost the game.
Yeah. You felt bad because exactly. Then you had to go play a real team.
Exactly right.
But, I agree with you 100% on that. And unfortunately, the division is better. You got to look deeper into it, not just, you know, from the top. Okay, Burns, obviously he's getting ready for a contract thing. You know, I mean,
yeah. The thing is, and again, if say in July, he could be going. I mean, because I mean, it doesn't feel like the relationship after the arbitration thing is that good with them right now.
No, and the sad thing is you feel like it's going to be like a 3-point-something ERA this year. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be that 2. And so are you going to get everything possible for him that you could get? But baseball is a little different, too.
Right now his ERA 7.71, by the way.
What is it?
7.71.
Yeah. For all of our sake, we better hope it doesn't stay there.
It was 0 before he went back out on the mound. So
yeah, 5 minutes before we got out here, he was throwing a no hitter, and now he's did he get out of that inning?
It still says 1 out in the bottom of the 3rd. I don't know. Maybe my computer.
It's raining.
Oh, is it raining?
I don't know. Oh. I'm just kidding.
I don't think it is supposed to be. It's cold.
I think it is supposed to rain down there.
No, I saw.
Is it? Or did they change it?
No, it's. The forecast I saw this morning said just about 40 degrees. But
wow, it's really dropped because at one point it was supposed to be 50, 51 and rainy. And that's the thing is with that, you're counting on your starting pitching to carry you and you're expecting them to all have a career year. And that is the reality of it is that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
So now you even if you get 2 of those 5 guys to have a big time year, that's still not going to be good enough.
And even those guys, and again, I think we touched on this previously, is he could have an ERA of 2.28 and be 11-10.
Yep.
I mean, because especially if you don't have the back end, as you talk about, and that's one of the things about it. It would drive me nuts, the starting pitcher, to be in a situation like that. But we see it so often nowadays.
And it'd be interesting. Maybe do you change your, as a manager, do you change your mindset if you know that this is getting away from you, that you stretch them out and you go 7 and you make them pitch 110 pitches? I don't know. Or do you sit there and go, okay, because I'll tell you that right
now. Really, again, the thing about it is everybody thinks the same. If you do that, all of a sudden you're putting yourself out there, and everybody is, I think, afraid to try something like that these days.
They are, but the thing is, though, is council counsel? Well, the thing is, because is he going to be in there for a rebuild?
Right.
If they're gonna get all these guys, he's done. Right. I'm just assuming
because I think they would have signed him to an extension. I think maybe that is the case. It feels like it. I would say that because they're not going to come out and say it because you don't want a lame duck for 162 games. But there has the feeling right now the Brewers are in transition.
And then they're going to see what happens to the first 80 games and 90 games and get them to July and see where they're at. And that means then they're not on the hook for his contract. And I guarantee you, if some reason they're 50-30 during those 80 games, then you probably get to the extension because then maybe they think they can.
I don't think this is an extension based on whether the Brewers are looking up like that.
Not for him. Not on him. I'm not saying on him. I'm saying for the Brewers, right. For him himself. Like, he's probably, maybe he doesn't want to come back.
That's what I'm saying, too. I mean, I think it's up to him if he wants to, because it does not feel like he's in trouble. It's just, what does he want to do?
Yeah, if they're 30-50, That means it's going to be a rebuild.
Right.
And he doesn't want to rebuild, I don't think.
Right. And I think they would be willing to let him rebuild if he wants to do it.
I don't think he wants to.
You're exactly right.
I mean, would you?
No.
For $5 million, I probably would do anything.
I'm going to be working until I die. Of course, I'm going to be in part of the rebuild.
I just don't think Council. He's got a kid that plays college baseball,
right,
and he's got other things, and he's got other. I don't think that he's going to live and die by what happens, and I just don't think he's in the mood for a rebuild. That's just my. But I don't think he wants to go anywhere else either.
4-0 Cubs.
I'm telling you, mark my words right now. And we're going to be sitting here starting season.
We're three innings into the season, and we're already over.
It is over. Mark my words right now. You got a $100 bet right now. We'll have it.
You're going to be making money bets on the air. Come on.
Hey,
that's not
what about pizza?
We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Bucks. Boy, Drew Holiday, what a night last night for Milwaukee. They continue to be number one in the East as we get to the final handful of games of the regular season. And no NIT championship game for you tonight. What are you going to do now? Going to talk about
you
that.
Are throwing the haymakers today.
Going to come back and have more here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by 13 WXCO. Talking some Wisconsin sports here on this opening day Thursday. Brewers down 4-0 against the Cubs, so you can keep it right here for a while, talking with Paul Micklegg and NBA heading towards the playoffs. Bucks last night, I remember, and I don't know, maybe it's before your time, but back, I think it was in the 90s, there was a big stink about when Pat Riley and the Knicks and some of these other teams were playing basically thug ball, and the scores would be like in the 80s and the 90s. Nowadays, I mean, if you're not in the hundreds by the end of the third quarter, sometimes you think it's what's going on with the offense. And last night, the Bucks with more than 140 and Drew Holiday 51 points and Giannis with another triple-double. But the Bucks offense is really clicking and still number one in the East heading down the stretch.
Yeah, tonight's game. I mean, if they win tonight, they probably have it locked up.
Then they can rest a few guys.
Then I mean, obviously they're going to have to win a game or two after that, but that would pretty much put it away.
Three with about five to go or whatever.
No, four.
Four to go.
Four with six to go, I think. But not that I'd look at that or anything. But the key thing is now make sure Philadelphia you want Philly and Boston to play.
Yes.
And Cleveland's getting a little closer, but Cleveland lost the other night against Atlanta, which helped the cause. And Philly came back last night and beat Dallas, I believe.
Yep.
So that kept them two games ahead of Cleveland, which will be huge. Because you want, not that Cleveland can't beat the Bucks either,
but
you would like to not have to go through both Boston and Philadelphia.
And Philly's got some experience in these big games. I mean, I think it matters. Cleveland has not been there in a while. These are young guys. Except for the guy from Utah.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're not cohesive. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though they might have good talent, but it's not like the Bucks right now where these guys are cohesive.
And sometimes you got to go through the fire once or twice.
Yep.
And I think that would be a huge advantage for Milwaukee. What about Holiday? I mean, the thing is, that guy's been around a long time. I mean, I remember when they got him from New Orleans, I thought, great trade, but it'll be for a few years. Because he had already played a number of years with Philly, then he went to New Orleans for a long time. Now he's been with the Bucks for a few years. And to get 51, a first time ever with more than 50 last night, the guy just keeps on going. I mean, really, what an impressive player. I mean, you talk about a trade that was probably the trade for the Milwaukee Bucks that has launched them to this run of success. It was that Holiday trade.
You think that was a trade that took him to the next level? I agree with you.
I think it was.
I mean,
because if that trade doesn't work, all of a sudden, you know, I mean, that's, it's worked because they needed that piece.
Yep.
And he has come in and been everything. When you make a trade, you say, well, what could this guy bring? Well, Holiday's brought everything you thought. I mean, the guy is a leader. The guy, he can make the basket when you need it. He's a terrific defender. He's brought everything that you would have thought he would, and he's just been a great presence both within the team and the community.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, and he's a good guy, I think.
Exactly.
I mean, I just, and he's fantastic, a family guy. And I would say probably one of the better on-ball defenders that you'll find. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, if you watch him, you never think that he's like going full speed. Everything looks like it's in his at his pace. You know, it doesn't matter if he is going to the hole, he'll use his body and get that spacing. And when he's shooting three, he'll do his step back three. It's at his pace. And then when he has to crank the defense up, you can see that he, especially on ball, that he'll crank that up. And it's fun to watch him. But there's other moves too. I mean. And he said it last night. I think he was joking because he was out against Detroit, and he was saying that he had to make sure that Carter knew who was still a starter because Carter came out. Carter's been playing lights out,
yes.
And he's been shooting the ball lights out. And when we picked that guy up last year, I was like, what is this guy? But it's a lot of those pieces. I mean, he's really playing good. I mean, he probably could start for a lot of teams at this moment. So they have a lot of depth, and it's fun
to
watch.
Basically, he's keeping Dragic away from the court.
Correct. And then it was fun to, he got in against Detroit about 9 minutes, and he had no points. But then last night, I think he scored for the first time, and he can pass the ball, and he was kind of playing a hurry. It was like he was trying to put a show on. You could see he was trying to because he's only got so many opportunities.
Exactly, because, I mean, he's got to show, hey, he may not find the court because of the way Carter's playing.
I would think not.
I would think not either. And how about Middleton against Indiana?
Detroit.
Against Detroit the other night. Again, that is such a big factor. Boy, if he is able to play at that level, then the pieces are all there. I mean, the piece, you got to still do it, but, boy, the pieces right now look like they're fitting pretty nicely for Milwaukee.
And he's really good at that mid-range jumper, and it wasn't going, I don't think, as well, as smooth as it was earlier when he got back. But now it looks like he's getting that rhythm. I mean, because that was almost automatic that, 15, yeah. He would dribble down and then turn around and shoot. And every time he would shoot it, I'd be like, oh, no. And then, boosh, it was a swish all the time. But he's really been hitting that, especially against Detroit he did the other night. But the one thing that scares me about, and it happened against Denver on Saturday, is if they're not hitting the threes and the other team's hitting the threes, they could lose to anybody.
And that's one game only. And that's really kind of what that was their problem in the playoffs last year against Boston. I mean, that's why they lost. It was the 3-point game. Boston beat them badly. And you got to give Bud, I think, credit because he took that. And they're better against these teams this year than they were. Because last season, the game plan was let them shoot it. There was no plan B when they were making it.
Yep.
So they've been better at it, but you're right. I mean, boy. And I think that's generally in the NBA. It's such a 3-point game. And when you talk about Middleton and those 15 to 17 footers, that's back in my day, back in the 80s before the 3-point line. I remember back before the 3-point line where that was the big shot in the NBA. That's a real throwback. But also having a guy like Middleton, even if, if the threes aren't going, at least you got that. And they didn't have that against Boston last year.
And that's what hurt. You're right. I agree with you 100%. That would be key to have if you're not, because they can, when they go cold, they go cold. I mean,
yes,
they can still go like any other team. I mean, but we've talked about so many, the ball going through the hoop can make anybody look good, or
right.
They can make anybody look bad very quickly. So if you got Giannis down low doing his thing and Middleton doing his thing from there, and you got Lopez, I thought he's taking the ball to the hole more than he has.
I kept waiting for the season to kind of catch up to him, and it hasn't. I mean, because it's a long season.
And they don't sit him.
Right, and he's been around. He's got a little long in the tooth, and yet it does not look like it's catching up to him at all.
No, I mean, he had 20-some last night, too, and 20-some the other night, 24, 21 last night, and 24 on against Detroit. Yeah, he's staying there. It's not just three-pointers. He actually tries to take the ball to the hole now. I don't remember him doing that. I mean, it looks like it's like in slow-mo.
I wonder if last season the reason maybe that he wasn't is because of the back. I mean, I think it was, even when you come back, it's like,
yep.
When you get injured, and no matter what part of the body, it takes time to trust it again.
Yep, and now it looks like he's back, and so you got him. So that's, now you just got four scorers, you just said. And then you got Carter, like I said, coming off the bench, and we can think about Portis and Ingles has been playing a lot better lately. Kind of what he does with that. So now you're up to, you know, seven guys that can literally score double figures, and or to be honest, you're probably 20 points. I mean, you got seven guys that can hit without even blinking an eye. So it'll be interesting to see if they use one or two of these games in the last seven, I think it is, if they use them to get your rotation ready kind of for the place. I understand it's going to be per team and stuff like that, but because like last night, Middleton sat out so he could play tonight. Giannis and Holiday sat out the other night. You know what I'm saying? So really, to be honest with you, they all haven't really played. Even Matthews. I mean, right. Matthews is out a little bit here and there. So it'll be interesting to see who's going to be in that rotation.
It's one of the nice things about the playoffs is because of TV, you have the gaps. You don't have the back-to-backs. That's going to be great for Milwaukee. But at the same time, you're right. You know, you do want to have that 100% familiarity. You know, that where it's sort of natural instead of one night, you know, hey, Chris is out, or tonight Giannis is out, or Drew's out, or, you know, I mean, it's like one, you said it, they have so much depth, they're able to do that, but boy, when the chips are down, you want them all to make sure that there's not a moment where, oh, I thought you were going to be over there.
Correct.
And the ball flies into Bud's hands.
Yeah, because Grace kind of, they dropped him out of the minutes during the playoffs last year, and, you know, he's been pretty consistent with that, and there's another guy that can score 20 very quickly. You know, I and you got Theonis. I was laughing. You remember last week when I said that he's there as a cheerleader and he's there? I saw something, it was an article written, and they said that was the best $1.7 million basically to be Giannis's brother. I mean, that's what he's there. I mean, they all know their roles. Yes. That's what I guess I'm getting at is that and going into the playoffs, you would like to see them get those kind of, you know, because Matthews is probably not going to play that much, but I would think he would come in there for defensive purposes here or there and on a certain guy.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting.
Yep, exactly. Those, it's great to have those guys. I mean, they've really, boy, I mean, you have to give John Horst great credit for the way he's built this team. I mean, he's really put the pieces together nicely. And now I think Budenholzer has done a great job this season, but the pressure goes on him because I think that people are ready to kind of jump on him very quickly. I think he's been underestimated during the regular season this year because I think he did make some really nice changes. But bottom line is there were some folks that were thinking he played George Hill too much last season. He can't make those kind of mistakes during the playoffs.
Yeah, now we're going back to those people. They're the same people that probably want Greg Gard gone.
Hey, speaking of Greg Gard, let's wrap it up with the NIT. 41-29 at halftime. Boy, looking great. And then going 8-9 minutes without a point and losing by a possession. I mean, talk about microcosm of the season. That was a microcosm of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're taking great joy in this, I feel. Just remember, Mark, you owe me a pizza from Marquette because I said it was over in the first 5 minutes of that game.
It was over.
The lead, this guy never. So everybody out there, if you ever want to win a pizza, just ask Chad to make a bet. But great guard. I'm gonna tell you this right now. 9 minutes without scoring is bad.
You had joy of losing at Marquette losing, so don't say maybe.
No, I did not. I did not.
I could tell. Oh, you still think they're gonna win? I mean, like you were twisting the knife at the end of that one, and I was not happy about that.
Oh, you weren't happy?
I was not happy.
But the thing is, Chad, one thing you're gonna learn about me is that I always make bets where I win either way. So if Marquette wins, it's good. If they lose, I still get a pizza from you, and then I look like I know what I'm talking about.
But number one, great guard. Get off the back, people. Those people.
North Texas is a good team. They beat FAU.
Yes, but I mean, again, they were the Big Ten champs a year ago. They lost a lot of close games. Everybody needs to chill out just a little bit and let a good coach do his thing.
Do they need to recruit a little better, get a guy from a transfer portal? Yes, but again, if we had Johnny Davis right now, and then people are going to say, well, we got to we're not Kentucky. We're not. Sorry. We're not going to do that.
There's ups and downs.
There's going to be ups and downs. But it was disappointing not to have them have the opportunity to play for one more game.
Especially when they had a 12-point lead at half. I mean, it just felt like, oh, this is going – championship game. I mean, and I may have joked about the NIT, but still, to win a title, no matter what tournament it is,
it'd be good.
You got to beat who you got to beat, and they had 1-3, and they were looked like they were heading to their fourth. So again, that's again just disappointing because
182-6 they are. They were Chad 182-4. When they had 12-point lead.
And that's the thing. I mean, when they're down by that much, it feels like it's a mountain to climb. But, boy, when they're up by that much, it's a mountain just as high for the opponent.
And especially North Texas, how they played. Exactly. And they played exactly like Wisconsin. So that was, to score 13 points, you think you get a shot from half court and did that.
That's very true. I got a minute to go. I don't think there's anything else to talk. Did I miss anything? Anything else on your
mind?
No.
I think you're, I mean, besides... That trade next time by the time we talk ever again.
Oh yeah,
I have a feeling that trade will be done.
Okay, well we'll see. You know the trade. I think you're right, but it's gonna be interesting. Hey, I know you have work to do.
Yes.
Thanks for popping on over.
Thank you, Chad, for having me, and you enjoy your Thursday watching the NIT championship.
Absolutely, I'm gonna give a big bag of popcorn and
I'm hoping you're watching the Bucks Celtics game. I'll be honest with you.
Absolutely. Big one tonight. But that's Paul Micklegg. We're going to take a quick time out and then come back. The time is 2:48. Again, we are expecting some significance. So we're going to talk about that coming up in a whole bunch more. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXC. Down to eight, and the celebration will truly begin, and the Newman Cardinals are state champions. 66-54 over the McDonald Max. The Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team is WIAA Division V state champions. Congratulations to all the Cardinals players, coaches, families, and community. Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is proud to be your radio home for Newman Catholic High School sports throughout the school year. And thanks to our Newman Catholic High School sports sponsors, the Cloverbell Credit Union, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. Congratulations again to the Newman Catholic Cardinals boys basketball team. First ever WIAA State Basketball Championship. And thanks for everyone for listening to our coverage of the Cardinals right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad Holmes Show, you're on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, after some sunshine earlier, the clouds have moved in, and we're expecting some precipitation a bit later. And then, of course, some snow, especially late Friday night into early Saturday. We'll have more details on that in just a moment. And also at the top of the next hour after the news with Ray Miller from WeatherOlogy.com. Thanks again to Paul Micklegg for joining us, talking some Wisconsin sports once a week here on the program. So far, not so good for the Brewers. Offense just not clicking yet at Wrigley. Cubs with a four-run bottom of the third inning have a 4-0 lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. A chilly day at Wrigley Field for the season opener. But coming up in the next hour, earlier today, there were some more results from the latest Marquette University Law Poll. And one of the numbers that jumped out big time to me was the approval rating in the state of Wisconsin for President Joe Biden. Much lower than I think it should be. And I got a theory on why, not just in Wisconsin, but maybe nationally, somebody like Biden, and I go back to President Obama, had less credit given to them for important accomplishments. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour here on the program. Also wanted to mention again, there is a winter storm watch, which will go into effect late tomorrow night. In fact, early Saturday morning, if you want to be a nitpicker on this, 1 a.m. on Saturday morning until 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon, a winter storm watch in effect for Marathon County, Portage County, Wood County, Menominee, Shawano, Southern Oconto County and Waupaca County. So again, pretty much throughout our listening area here on Bow Falls Radio, a winter storm watch in effect 1 a.m. Saturday morning until 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon. And it's going to be a heavy snow. And the thing about the heavy snow, you know, when it gets around the freezing mark and you try to go out there and shovel, you hear the stories of folks who have heart attacks. So if you are somebody that's a little bit older or just maybe not in the shape that we were once, and I put myself in the shape that we once were, don't overdo it. Don't push yourself beyond the breaking point because it's not worth it. It's just not worth it, especially now, late in the winter. You don't want to do it where you're going to get yourself into some health issues. But again, as part of this snowstorm, heavy snow, widespread blowing and drifting of snow possible, total snow accumulations between 2 and 5 inches throughout the range of this watch. But according to the National Weather Service, I'm reading straight from the National Weather Service here, total snow accumulations between 2 and 5 inches possible, except 4 to 9 inches in Marathon County. Doggone it. That means Marathon County, it looks like right at this point, is the epicenter of this snow storm. As it goes through Wisconsin, through central Wisconsin, not quite as much outside Marathon County, but right through Marathon County, 4 to 9 inches. And also winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour. So plan on hazardous travel conditions late Friday night into early Saturday. Widespread blowing snow could also significantly reduce visibility. We will keep a close eye on it. We have our weatherology weather team on it. Twice every hour, you hear the forecast, and we'll have a bit of a longer conversation with Ray Miller coming up at 3:06. Get the details on what to expect in terms of this winter, I should say late winter, early spring storm here in central Wisconsin. Whew, again, this time of year, it's just crazy. And the thing about it is, and I was mentioning to Paul when he left, he used to be the athletic director at Newman Catholic. I said, boy, you're lucky you're not the athletic director anymore because you have to deal with all these postponements, because this week was really the first big week of high school spring sports in terms of outdoor activities. Track and field is still indoors, so fortunately they're able to continue with those meets indoors. But if you're a baseball team or a softball team, in fact, we were supposed to have a game today on the schedule. Wausau West baseball game against Pulaski at the Wausau West High School Diamond. But if you go to the Wausau West High School Diamond, there's still plenty of snow on the ground, and we're expecting more even coming up on the weekend. We have a game that's on the schedule, in fact, on Saturday, Wausau West against La Crosse Logan. And the game played in La Crosse, and we thought, at least for a while here, that we would have it because La Crosse has no snow on the ground right now. But they're expecting some pretty lousy weather Friday night into early Saturday as well. So at this point, I would be very surprised if that doubleheader between Wausau West and La Crosse Logan scheduled for Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and be broadcast right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 would be a goal. And looking ahead to early next week, we had a couple of Marathon high school broadcasts. Marathon softball on Monday, Marathon baseball on Tuesday of next week, but already those games have been postponed even before this upcoming snowstorm. So again, we hope to, by the end of next week, hopefully things will warm up. Hopefully the snow will melt away, and hopefully we'll have some action of Wausau West Marathon and Newman Catholic High School baseball and or softball during the course of the spring sports season. Coming up, we will get an update on what's going on in the news around the country and around the world. CBS News at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. And then, of course, again at 3:06, Ray Miller from weatherology.com. And we will have a complete look at what looks to be a rather messy couple of days and a messy start to the weekend here in central Wisconsin. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.